allows us to create that chalice into which the energies of the sacred masculine can be held. For so many millennia almost, it feels that we have been awakening that divine feminine and building the chalice to receive the sacred masculine. And although external events may seem to be reversed, this is indeed a time of the awakening of the sacred masculine. It is indeed a time of receiving the sacred masculine. And what better way to receive and generate the sacred masculine than to recognize the profane, the non-sacred masculine that our world has gloriously put upon a pedestal, just so we can behold it in its incredible glory. That which we have worshipped for so long is clearly evident. And as each of us shift those portions of the old masculine, the profane masculine within our lives and within us, we generate within ourselves that sacred masculine. And I don't know what that looks like. I can tell you all about the profane masculine. I'm not sure what the sacred masculine really looks like. It is contained within males and females. So I just wonder how much we're going to learn and be able to figure out about each of our unique aspects of expressing sacred masculine, because we're having aha moments about what that is for each of us and how it fits within each of our bodies. And so a song inviting in this brand new sacred masculine and allowing that resonance from deep within each of our bodies to be awakened. What